to aged care now, an issue which affects many extended families across the country. And in its first 6 weeks, the federal government's new aged care reporting scheme has recorded more than 1,800 serious incidents. The statistics are alarming. 778 cases of unreasonable use of force, 448 of neglect, 192 unexpected deaths, and 149 cases of unlawful or inappropriate sexual conduct. All that in only 6 weeks. So how did we get here? Well, the reporting scheme follows the public release of the Aged Care Royal Commission final report in March. That report recommended 148 changes to the aged care system.
The long-awaited final report from the Aged Care Royal Commission has delivered a damning assessment of the system which is supposed to protect the country's most vulnerable.
Substandard care and abuse pervades the aged care system, one besieged by neglect.
The findings of this commission work is as shocking as I feared it would be.
Well, the release of the latest figures gives us a snapshot of the abuse that's still going on in the aged care system, especially sexual abuse. Dr. Catherine Barrett is an advocate for elderly people who've experienced sexual assault. She says rape in aged care is shrouded in silence and stigma.
I think it's ageism. I think all of this is underpinned by ageism with some sexism mixed in, that we are very, you know, by and large, Australia's very disrespectful of older people. Older people are not valued as a society, so we've not valued aged care. Aged care has not been structured and funded well. They'd be reflections from the Royal Commission. I think that's one of the underpinning factors.
Why do you think people find it hard to put themselves in the shoes of older people, to overcome that sense of disbelief or disconnection?
In relation to sexual assault, this is a really uncomfortable truth. I think the Australian public, I think, have been appalled with the findings of the Royal Commission into quality and safety in aged care. And I think then to hear more horror stories, to hear, you know, the Royal Commission estimating 50 sexual assaults a week, I think people are absolutely appalled. And I think we don't put ourselves, you know, into the shoes of people who are having these experiences in residential aged care. And I think that in a way Australians have become numbed to the disrespect of and the devaluing of older people and inability to listen, mind-blowing. But we do need to put ourselves into the shoes of older people and listen to the families as well too. If an older person can't speak for themselves, listen to the families who are just saying that they're feeling that they're not heard, they're feeling that older people are not being respected. And then to find out that, you know, the people who ring me and then say, you know, my mother has been sexually assaulted in a residential aged care service, and always one of my first responses is to say, I am sorry that happened to your mother. And invariably people burst into tears and say that they feel that that's the first time they feel that they've really been heard. And I think we can do better than that. You know, we have to start listening to improve the system, to improve aged care. We have to be better at listening.
Why do you think there is that sense of denial, Catherine, when many of us will be heading into aged care at some stage?
Well, I think that's why we deny it, actually. I think that's part of the problem. I think we receive so many messages about our own ageing and fighting our ageing and combating ageing, whether it's, you know, whether it's a cream or a diet or a, you know, an injection or whatever it is. But, you know, in so many ways in Australian culture more broadly, you know, we deny our own mortality, and it's very, very confronting. I mean, they call it terror management theory, the fact that we are so petrified of our own vulnerability, morbidity and mortality that we cannot bear to hear these stories that then reflect back on our own experiences and what would that be like for us. And we have to be much more human about it. We have to understand that our own ageing is a privilege. You know, most of us know people our age who didn't make it this far. It's a privilege for us to be here. And we need to really understand that we can make it better, not just for older people now in aged care and the whole community, but also to that will have an impact on our own experiences.
That's Dr. Catherine Barrett, founder and director of Celebrate Ageing and an expert in sexual assault in aged care. And if this story raises any issues for you, you can call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732. If it's an emergency, call 000.